What is up, fam? It is July 6th, I think.
Yeah.
All right. And we're back with Joe and Jarrett.
What's up, man?
Yo.
And we also got my boy Alex here from NYC. He goes to college out there, and I just want to ask how that is, man.
It's lit. It's a lot of fun. NYC is it's a nice city.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of people to know out there.
I know, yeah. You can get into a lot of trouble in NYC.
Yeah. You be skating around it, though?
Of course. Nah, like, just being in that environment, like, it just makes you want to skate. Like, there's so many people skating.
Yeah.
And niggas in NYC, like, they just know how to shred, like, crazy.
There's crazy people down there. There's, like, all kinds of parks under bridges and shit, too. Mm-hmm. It's, like, mad skate spots. The culture over there is kind of weird.
It's cool though. I mean, like, it's so deep, like you know, like Supreme and shit like that. Oh, like, it just runs so deep. Like, people take skating so seriously there, and like, if you're shit, like, I don't know, people can shit on you sometimes. But everybody's pretty cool most of the time.
Yeah. I got my cat with me, by the way. Just bought a cat, so.
He's rolling. He's chilling hard.
Cat's fucking adorable.
Straight up.
Jarrett, when are you buying your cat?
Tomorrow. I'm actually getting it.
Okay.
So.
Bite my shirt. All right, how's the NBA go, Drew?
How's the NBA go?
NBA is actually, it's probably the most balanced it's been.
Fucking Kawhi
in the past to the Clippers, five seasons, bro. I'd probably say, but
I feel like it's like since free agency started, like it's just been like just fucking madness.
You know what Jarrett said to me the other day? Literally, Jarrett said, bro, wouldn't it be fucking crazy if Kawhi said fuck the Raptors and the Lakers and signed with the Clippers?
Bro, dude, yo. And I was like, bro, when that literally, it dead ass happened.
It makes sense, though.
I was so pissed last night. I was just having a good time last night. It was like 2 a.m., you know. I was drinking, you know, just having a good time, playing some Pong. I just get a notification on my phone. I didn't even look at it. My boy walks up to me and just goes, yo, Kawhi to the Clippers. I was just like, what did you just say to me? He was like, Kawhi to the Clippers. I was like, nah. You're fucking with me, right? He's like, bro, I'm not fucking with you. And I just went right on my phone and it just said Kawhi to the Clippers. I was just like, yeah, what the fuck? I was like, I cannot believe that actually just happened.
Like, nah, like, it's in the long run, though, like, it makes sense, like, LA, like, is so lit right now with all these niggas going to LA, like, balance it out, go to the Clippers, you know?
Yeah, now they got Paul George,
and they got Paul George, too, like, it's gonna be a nice battle seeing him play in LA, like, it's gonna be really sick.
Facts.
Ow, bro, this fucking cat just scratched the shit out of me.
Bro, like, now Boogie signed with the Lakers, too, so now it's Boogie, Anthony Davis, and LeBron.
Boogie and AD back
that's
together.
Just
it's just like
the dynamic duo playing.
It's back together, yeah. World, yeah, so. It's just like, how could that not be amazing?
I still think that they need to have that short, like, not as...
Midget people league?
Not midget people league, bro. it's not where I'm
average
going.
Average
Yeah, American average, like the people who aren't blessed with being freakishly tall.
Like, have, like, a max height of 6'3 league?
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd
like,
be cool.
To actually have shorter people who are good play.
Yeah. But back on the NBA thing real quick, I just gotta say, like, the Lakers signed fucking Rondo again, and, like, I get it, but... I would have pursued Kemba, honestly, like, over
but
Rondo.
Kemba wanted to go to the Celtics.
But I feel like Lakers could have gave him a better deal. They could have given him a pretty good deal. And, like, with just, like, the lineup that's over there, I feel like Kemba would have fit in nice. It would have been cool to see him over there.
Facts.
What about the Mars? Or no Mars? Pluto?
Yeah.
What you know about it?
Pluto has the same surface area as Russia. So basically, if you wrap Russia around a fat ball, puck that bitch to the sky, we could make Pluto another planet.
But, like, potentially, couldn't you do that with, like, anywhere? Like, couldn't you be able to take the U.S., wrap it in a ball, and throw it in the space and be a planet?
Yeah, but
I mean,
you can't.
But realistically, at the point where we're fucking making other planets, we're just gonna make the Death Star. It's gonna be fucking dope.
And then blow up Earth ourselves.
Yeah, fuck it, we already killed it.
Yeah, they're gonna take all the people, like, America's just gonna all go up in space, blow up the Earth, and then they're gonna Wally that shit. Wait until it's safe to come back 300 years later. Crazy, bro.
There's mad fat niggas in Wally.
some mad fat motherfuckers in United States, bro.
But it's like, it's not as bad as it used to be, I feel
no.
like.
No.
Like, people are more into being bad now. So Mexico's like the number one now.
Yeah, people are more into being in shape now and stuff.
No, yeah, 2019 has turned niggas around with that. Like, people now are more into, like, their appearance than ever.
Yeah, that's what I was
like, niggas want to, all these niggas want to be clean on IG, like, Instagram, like,
social media definitely switched it all to, like, you have to look good more than when you're out.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're on pictures and videos, you gotta look good.
Yeah.
It's what people think, you know? You can just bum it out like me, but...
Your cat's licking itself, dog.
Dude, I know. I'm stopping.
Yo, Obi, chill out.
Yeah, his name is Obi. Oh, he's shaking it.
People are gonna be like, is that for like OBJ? I feel like the thing gonna be like, okay.
Whatever you want it to be, his name is Obi.
Oh my god, he's so cute. Dude,
that's
you
know what I'm saying?
He's so cute.
Alright, Joe. You don't need to watch
his paws are so pink still, dude. Dude, he's so like, just such a little baby.
Dude, Joe, you gotta watch out, dude.
Alright. I don't know what the fucking US did to Russia in the fucking Cold War.
What?
We took cats.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
In the cats, we put microphones, batteries, and fucking...
Batteries?
Bro, I swear to you. And fucking antennas, bro.
Oh my god, I'm
and
done.
And antennas, bro. And we tried to fucking use them as surveillance on the Russians, bro.
Cats.
We had fucking Android cats,
dude,
bro.
Basically, that's some. That's
you're telling me that's not
shit.
Some like future shit that we don't have anymore?
No, they. The government is listening
bro,
to me through this cat.
There's so much shit that we do not know about. It's
oh yeah,
like,
bro.
You
think
it's
the government
so
still has
up.
Robot cats.
Yes,
they probably have fucking
all cats
Iron
are robots,
suits, dude.
Dude,
no.
What?
No,
you're.
I feel like you're pushing it.
Yeah, you're pushing it.
The government is like. I feel like. There's so many ways beyond what we even know, like, how they're listening to us.
They're
listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Literally, by turning on an iPhone and, like, buying it and, you know, all the user agreements, you're selling your soul away for that type of shit.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck. Like, go ahead and listen to me. I don't give a fuck if you know my plans. Not saying I have plans. Never mind. Never mind what I said. Stop scratching me.
Bitch.
Yeah. Facts. But... technically, they could be listening because I'm recording right now. So
yeah,
they could just government. If you want to listen to me, listen to my podcast. That's it.
Yeah, we have a good time. So fuck
all
you.
Of you, everybody.
We have a good time. So fuck you.
Yeah.
I think that like the government's fucked up, but like at the same time, I totally like
kind of agree with it.
No. I totally work for the government and be like.
Undercover.
Yeah,
because then you're allowed in. It's like,
I think like having an undercover ass job would be like the coolest shit.
Nah, it's more of a you don't care if everyone else knows. You just want to know.
No, yeah, yeah. Like just had if I had like a different passport with a different name on it and shit.
All
like,
the time. Just
I had like I buzzed my hair and shit. Like I had a mustache. I had the sickest shit.
I
was just rolling around glasses. Like. In like I don't know, like fucking middle of nowhere, like Kentucky or something. Yeah. Like
fucking shit up.
Whipping a Mustang or some shit. Yeah. Government's paying me a ton of bread, and I'm living in like some little apartment. Like, that'd be so sick.
Ooh.
Watch spying on people. I don't know. That'd be cool to spy on like the meth, the crackheads and shit out there. Yeah.
That'd be insane. Recruit me.
I'm like, how do you apply for jobs like that?
Yeah, you don't. Do they get chosen? Are they born into it? Like,
yeah, dead ass. Like, I don't get that shit. Like,
there's gotta be some leagues that they go through to get into that shit.
Yeah, for real. Like,
probably a whole set of rich kids that are born and just trained.
You know what it might be? Private detectives. If you're like a mad good like private detective.
Oh, true. Yeah, if you're already a private detective, and then like they're like, oh, they're watching you. Yeah, yeah. That might be what it is for you. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Grab
like if you're one of those fucking already crazy private detectives get paid guap, like that you're really changing your outfit, bro, wearing wigs and shit.
The government's like, fuck, hire this guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So quick, yeah. He knows the fuck he's doing. Yeah.
I bet you if you scam the government like that, they would low key hire you and they'd be like, yeah, this guy went to jail for 5 years. Really just working for them, mad undercover and shit.
That's how all the movies be like. Niggas, niggas who did time, who lived that life for so long, they come out because the government wants to hire them. Like, that's what it is.
They're just trained fucking assassins and shit.
Dude, I'm a trained assassin, but I don't get no special job.
Yeah. I wanna, like. Yeah. I feel like. Being an actor, like, and doing that in a movie, that would also be lit. Because,
dude,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like,
being a rapper, living that life would be lit.
Living that life would be lit. But I think about, like, being an actor is, like, such a sick profession. Oh, like, yeah. Doing different, like, being like a Leonardo DiCaprio, like, playing, like, these serious-ass, different-ass roles, and but, like, playing, like, a Wolf of Wall Street movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio definitely has made himself look like the coolest guy.
Yeah. And then what's that fucking movie with the bear, and he's in the fucking wilderness and shit? I forgot what it's called. Won like an Oscar.
Wolf or
Revenant, The Revenant. Yeah, that shit was like a completely different role. Like, that shit was so cool.
Dude, he's been in some weird movies too, though. Mm-hmm. Like some crazy shit.
Yeah, it happens. All actors gotta do it.
Bro, it's all about the co-op at the end of the day, to me, honestly. Yeah, if the check looks right, I'm gonna do whatever. I'll put my dick out of there. That's what it comes down to.
if they need it, it's good.
Yeah, it's like they come to you right before you like get on the first day. They're like, set. Yes. They're like, listen, there is gonna be a part where you need to just we couldn't get the fake one. You just need to go full real shaft on this bitch. Just whip it. And then, like...
just whip it.
Like, you'd have to be, like...
I would just be like, I bet. I'd just be like, I bet. Like, what the fuck?
Maybe it was like, oh, shit, I just died.
It just fell off my lap.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's like a little lion or tiger or some shit, bro. I love it.
That's a little cat, actually.
Yeah,
that's baby. That's kitten. He's like, gas my puma.
Dude, I got a panther.
you know what's fucked up, though? This cat has no litter box right now.
No.
First day home, no litter box.
We're gonna go get him.
He's chilling, though, honestly. He's like, he's just living life.
He's licking his mapkin tail. He good.
I didn't really know I was buying a cat until today, so... I woke up and...
Oh my God. Punch the thing in the face, you just bit you.
Nah. It's my cat, dog.
He's ready to go. You gotta make like a little like a Lion King video. Like,
I did it earlier.
So cute.
Yeah. So you hear about Russia?
What's up with Russia?
Something about Russia and Japan, bro.
World War II, though?
Yeah, they're in coagulations or whatever it is with fucking Australia right now, dude.
Bro, do you think the U.S. gives a fuck?
They're assembling, like...
The U.S. shouldn't give a fuck.
They're assembling big nukes, like,
do you
big
think that
fuck Australia.
Do you think as a...
No, I'm just kidding. None of that is true, dude.
Bro, just saying, do you know
fake
as,
news.
As the man Donald Trump is, bro, he would not let that shit happen.
God bless you, man.
Like, Donald Trump would fuck those niggas up, bro, before they thought...
I was literally kidding about that.
Like, you're saying
no, yeah, but nah, Donald Trump.
That's how bad fake news is. You guys kind of low key believed it for a second. I was just,
bro, World War III, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's coming.
Like you can't start counting up because numbers are infinite, bro. So once you start counting up, it's gonna keep happening.
Yeah,
it never stops, bro. Nothing ever stops.
We're gonna be dead like 200 years later. It's gonna be like World War VI. You never know.
What if we kill everybody?
What if we don't?
I would kill people. If I had to.
Yo, can I put a crazy thought in your guys' head real quick?
Alright,
think about how old the Earth is, you know what I'm saying? It's old, it's like billions of years old, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I looked that shit up.
13 and a half, Joe.
I looked the shit up on my phone, but like it'd take too long. I don't give a fuck that much. But like the Earth is old as fuck. Think about how little we know about the Earth. Like, in terms of, like, historic...
No, I know. There's some... Here. Bro, there's some crazy shit that, like... Parts of history that just aren't there.
You wanna know something?
And we don't know about.
And we don't know about. And, like, I was thinking... I was, like, talking to my boy the other day about this. I was saying how, like... The Earth is so old that... Think about what we've done in society in our time. And how advanced we've got in, like, what the past... Let's just say, like, 200 to 300 years.
Yeah.
How advanced we've
become. Oh, we've literally become
that
crazy.
Could have happened... millions of years ago and we don't even know about it because the Earth just went because Pangea, all that other shit, it just wiped shit out, you know? Like there's civilizations of people that we read about historically that just went like this and and people don't know what happened to them.
Yeah.
So like who knows?
Dude, and like the fucking rainforest or whatever in Southern America or whatever.
Yeah.
South America, yeah. Fucking big. Down there there's like all kinds of shit there. Like apparently Columbus went there and like gave them, there was people there that he described like 10 million
Aztecs
and shit. And like then they come back like a couple years later or whatever,
and
then everybody was dead. It was like a ghost town. Like it was like 30 years later, so like all the trees were starting to regrow, all of it. And now they can see it with something, I think it's called like LIDAR. Yeah, this man knows. LIDAR, and they like scan the rainforest with fucking
some LIDAR.
Lasers.
Lasers. It scans like the ground instead of like, it goes through.
It doesn't hurt none of the plants or anything.
So like, it gives you like the topography of the ground. So like, you can see when shit's like.
Structures and.
Yeah, like you can like see when shit comes up.
Paths,
like square,
all kinds of
bit,
shit.
And you'll start seeing like trails and shit because it's like.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
So they found a lot of that shit.
I've seen like videos, like there's a YouTube series that like BuzzFeed does called like BuzzFeed Unsolved, and they do like unsolved murders and like and shit like that. But like there's a video about this civilization, like I forgot where they were in the world, but like this explorer went to the US and on a boat, and it took him like 2 years to get to the United States. Like the trip, round trip took 2 years, and when he came back, the town he lived in had completely disappeared.
Roanoke.
Roanoke. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
It was the mayor.
Yeah.
The mayor went.
He actually got delayed. I think
he's
he
still
came
the
back
mayor.
7 years later.
Yeah,
it was
like
supposed to be 2 years. It got delayed. Came back
seven years
later.
Work, yeah.
Whole town was gone. Only thing they found was like a skull. With a bar in it, said Roanoke.
Yeah.
Across the skull, across the fucking bar, or said a piece of wood or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and nobody knows what happened. Like,
they got devastated.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy that literally the government controls what we know because they have a curriculum on what we have to be taught in schools.
So much of the shit we learn in school, like the shit that it's engraved in our head when we're in like, you know, third, fourth grade.
Yeah,
we found out older, when we're older, it's like wrong or not true or like half true.
But that's what I'm saying. Like our generation was more of like, we really didn't, we knew that the shit that they were trying to teach us was kind of irrelevant. Imagine the people that literally like studied that shit because they were getting taught it, like they thought it was important.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be a lot less open-minded to the thought that government's like all crazy and shit. They're gonna, because if you think about it, the history that they taught us in school teaches all about how government is good, the government that we have is good, everything's perfectly sound.
Mm-hmm.
But like now that we're like questioning it because we really thought it was irrelevant in school, we're realizing like it's corrupt as fuck, and like we know, I don't really like a lot of the shit that's going on in government is wrong. Like,
our generation is so lucky because we have the internet. And
yeah,
we
that too. We're all super smart to, like,
to
go on YouTube when you're a kid, watch tutorials.
Yeah, watch.
Become
our own
smart
shit
on anything.
Like school doesn't need to. School can lie to you all they want, but we can go look our own shit and do our own research and find out.
Phones are making us smarter. We're cyborgs.
Mm-hmm.
We just gotta figure out how to put it in our brains.
Yeah, as much porn is on the internet, you know, there is some good shit on the.
Imagine having the phone in your brain, bro.
You can fucking the iPhone and.
Yeah, imagine having that in your brain, but like someone else couldn't see it. Like, you know how you could see each other's. Imagine no one can see what you're looking at on the internet while you're looking at it. You're just on like the subway watching porn.
You know what you need, buddy? Remember those fucking glasses Cookie had in Ned's Declassified?
Yeah. I love that show.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. Or Google Glass.
Yeah, that's
the Google Glass.
Dude, what happened to Google Glass?
I want to know how the Snapchat glasses work. Do they just take video?
Bro,
or can you see them?
Bro, somebody we know
Snapchat
has those
glasses.
It just
takes
Dio
videos?
Dio has them, yeah.
It just takes videos?
As a camera.
Yeah.
Like the corner,
but, like, can you see a screen when you're...
No, it's just regular sunglasses. But
can you press a
on
button?
Your phone, though. I think it's controlled through Snapchat on your phone, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never used... I've seen, like, one pair in person with Dio's.
Dio?
Yeah,
they look stupid, but I would buy them.
Bro, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't even. There's a pair of Bose sunglasses that have speakers like right
in
the back.
They have speakers
that
like,
vibrate.
Yeah, they vibrate your skull and you
can
hear it, but no one else can.
Yeah, it's sick.
Some crazy.
I put them on in the store in the mall. It was crazy. Crazy nice. And they're only like $200. I was like, damn, it's like a Ray-Ban price. Like, that's not even bad.
They have like speakers that touch your skull in the right spots and they just vibrate. And it literally makes you hear stuff because it vibrates your ears too.
That's how Beethoven heard, you know that?
Yeah.
Put a fucking piece of wood to like his ear while he played the piano because he was
no
dead.
He bit it.
Did he bite it?
He bit it real. It was a ruler. He put a ruler in the piano.
Pretty sure he bit it. I think his teeth were probably wood.
I'm pretty sure he did that shit, dude.
He might have. I'm not saying he did. But he did that shit. Because he was deaf, so that's how he like heard his piano playing.
He just kind of felt it. Maybe Beethoven's fake and we just learned about him in school like that.
Yo, real last question, do you guys actually think Stevie Wonder's blind?
Cause I don't. I dead ass don't think he's blind.
Explain why.
Dude, I've seen there's videos on YouTube of him doing shit that blind people can't do. There's a video of him putting a fucking camera to his face and taking a picture. Like, no, nigga. Blind people can't do that. Like, no.
Honestly, there's one way to find out. I'm making the plane right now, guys.
Okay. Three steps.
Wait, three steps.
Find Stevie Wonder's.
Okay.
Get Wonders. On stage with Stevie.
Okay. With Stevie.
Final and most important step. Trip the nigga, bro.
If he catches himself?
If he catches himself or steps over your foot, not
blind. He's not blind.
If he has the balls to fucking fall on his face in front of an audience of people, nigga's blind as fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
Just gotta trip him.
Bro, I know. I really don't think
I would just walk up and go like this. Should be flinched or not.
You ever see the Family Guy where Helen Keller was like dealing with the lady who takes care of
her? She's like,
yeah, she goes fucking bitch.
She starts smoking this shit.
She's like, the lady's like, Helen, do you want more food?
She's like, yeah.
Lays her arms all around. And then
she's like, okay, Helen.
Yeah, walks away, looks at the other girl at the lunch table, just pulls his finger, goes fucking bitch.
That was so
too funny.
Bro, the Helen Keller shit, like that shit you learn in school makes no sense to me.
I know, man.
But, like, I'm like,
how can it be a normal? How can it just be a normalized baby and then one night and just
fever?
Get
you feel the
fever.
Water and then I'm like, what? No,
it don't work like that.
Mad high fever. Like basically, like should when you have fevers, the bad thing about fevers is when they get too high, they denature your cells.
Yeah.
Because that's what your body does for a fever. It's like when you're sick, your body gives you a fever to denature the fucking sick cells and kill it. But if you get too high of a fever, it starts to like denature your own cells and fuck with your brain and shit.
No, yeah. Like my mom is telling me, like getting a fever basically, if it's too high, basically it cooks your brain.
Yeah.
So yeah, that baby got fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's great.
She literally microwaved her own brain.
You ever been like that sick where you had a fever like that where it's like, oh shit, like yeah, like that's the scariest shit. Like I had pneumonia one time. My shit was like 103, and I was like, oh fuck. Like damn. I went to like the urgent care or whatever.
Easy.
And like that shit was fucked up. I felt like actual tear. Like I was cold, but I was like sweating, and I was in a blanket. And I looked like shit, bro. I looked terrible.
One time I went to on call, and bro, I'm sitting there in the waiting room. I look at the wall, and there's like this little train track for kids. It's like a toy, and it said, "Ask the front staff."
Shaft.
And it said, "Ask the front staff for the train," and I was crying. I was so sick sitting there. I was in the worst mood, and that literally lifted my entire day off. From that point on, I was happy. I was literally ready to go. I was like, "Let's go. Let's get it. Let's cure this bitch."
I don't fuck the hospital, bro. I don't go.
Well, there. Like sometimes you need to. Like,
I hate going to the hospital.
It wasn't the hospital. It was over by Wendy's.
When I slam my finger in the window, I go to the hospital.
Next to Market 32, that little place.
I don't fuck alone. Like, if
I fucking hate the hospital.
If I'm ever too fucked up or something like that, I'm like, nah, don't put me in the hospital. Just let me die or something. I do not want to go to the hospital. I have a rule, too.
I slip my hands open at work all the time, and they're like, bro, you gotta go to the hospital and get stitches. I'm like, no. I'm not going to get stitches. Fucking, I don't, doctors?
No, hell no. I have a rule, too. Like, if I ever get in a situation where I need to fucking take an ambulance, don't call me an ambulance. Fucking call me an Uber. Put me in the back of an Uber.
Bro, you're bleeding, though, bro. Call a dirty Uber. Get a one star.
Get an XL. Come on.
Bro,
get a one star.
Get a fucking Uber. Like, nah, do not call an ambulance. That shit is expensive. That shit is like $1,000 for the fucking ride. Like, fuck no.
Really?
You didn't know
someone call an ambulance, be like, that fuck that, call an Uber.
What if you're passed out on the road or some shit like that, and somebody else calls you an ambulance? You still gotta pay for it?
You still gotta pay for it.
It's like they're robbing you while you're
hurt. Get a fucking tattoo
on
your wrist that says, don't call an ambulance, call an Uber.
I learned this when I was at school.
They should just have, Uber should just have an ambulance.
Dude, this girl I know came back from the
Uber
club.
Uber, hit me up.
and she, like, they thought she was drugged, and she was in the in front of the dorm, and she took literally all of her clothes off.
Oh, God.
And was just, like, naked, run out in front, and then she passed out, and they called an ambulance for her, and she was, like, begging them not to call an ambulance, because she's, like, it's so expensive, da, da, da. And, but they, the school, like, made her, and like, they picked her up.
You drive me.
Yeah. I'm like,
you drive me or give me $1,000.
She sent me, she showed me the bill, and just for the overnight visit, I think it was, like, $1,300. I was like, are you shitting me? Her parents were so tight.
I'd be tight.
No, yeah, duh, I'd be tight too.
Like, was it an emergency for real?
She was pretty fucked up. I'm not gonna lie. She was fucking. She took off all her clothes. So that's fine. Dude, another time, my homie. Oh god. Yeah. I can say his nickname on the in the chat because no one will really know if I say his nickname. But his nickname's Liquid.
Liquid.
So my homie Liquid. He's from. I'm not gonna say where he's from, but he's from the fucking West Coast.
Okay.
And he's like, I love Liquid though to death. He's hilarious. And he went out with this girl we know,
yeah,
who's like really attractive, and she has like a lot of connections in the city. Okay. And she took him out to like three clubs, mm-hmm, and he got retardedly drunk. He came back to the dorm. And he dropped his ID when he was coming in, and they wouldn't let him in the dorm, and they realized he was drunk, and they made, like, security come and check him out, and they called an ambulance for him and made him leave because he was too fucked up. And, like, all he needed was some sleep, honestly. And, again, $1,500. Like, wow. And I'm like, it's so fucked up, like...
To do that,
yeah, and I'm
random,
like,
people,
we were begging... Dude, we were all begging him not to call. We're like, please, you know, he's like, it's, like, school protocol, I have to. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, fuck. We can't argue that anymore.
I'd be so tight, bro. Like, fuck that, I'm not getting no ambulance. Give me an Uber.
Yeah, give
me an Uber. Literally, if you're conscious, isn't it your, like, you have the right to.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like you do, yeah.
Just, no, do not take me.
I feel like as a school, though.
Yeah, on a school, you have to get off campus.
They have a reputation. They have a reputation to uphold. They want to.
No, yeah, it's like, think about it.
They're supposed to be taking care of
you. If the kid said didn't call an ambulance, so you didn't, and then they died. Who are you to tell someone that's fucked up that you're not gonna help them?
Yeah, exactly.
I would've given an ambulance. I'd be like, yo, somebody else drive me to the hospital.
No cars in the city, though. I mean, like, that's
the I'm part. Walking. Unless my leg is broken, I'm walking.
Get on the train and shit.
They'll be I'd be like, you can follow me in the ambulance. It's gonna take you a lot longer, but I ain't paying for it.
Bro.
Facts.
You gonna let me in for free? No. Walking.
Bro, there's that famous ass Cameron thing where he got shot and drove himself to the hospital in his Lambo. Yeah.
That's lit.
Yeah.
I would feel like a boss, like, not the Lambo shot.
Yeah, like bloodstains in your Lambo. I leave the bloodstains. Yeah, like that's hard to
that's stain.
But yeah, that.
Like, yo, what's this in your car? I was like, yeah, I got shot.
That's all the blood.
Drove myself to the hospital. Just whatever.
She'd be like, oh my god.
Oh, bitches would go crazy for that. They go stupid.
Bro, you know how fucking, like, real badass you gotta be, though, to really get shot and just calmly fucking
drive yourself, yeah.
Like, just during traffic, just like you're at a red light, just
bleeding out. In and out of consciousness.
Someone waves to you, your hand comes up and waves back.
It's just all covered in blood. You're like, what the?
Exactly, bro.
You look at a cop and you wave, you just cover your blood, and he just waves back.
Like, you're thinking he couldn't have had somebody drive him? Like, he's famous, bro. And he
no,
can't.
Yeah, that is.
Like, exactly.
He just want to be hard like that. He just want
to. Oh, no,
he's
yeah.
Like, oh, he's like, I can legendary.
Fuck. He's like,
it's gonna
he's
be
like,
so
I
legendary.
Can be.
He probably had somebody in the past. You gotta think.
He's like, nah, fuck you, I'm driving.
It's my car, bro. No one else is driving but me. He's
like, you want to come? You can come. Just get out of your car. I'm driving my own car.
You can have a shotgun.
What's worse, driving drunk or driving shot?
Driving drunk.
Driving drunk.
Well, if you're too drunk, then you are shot.
So, levels.
Yeah, there's conspiracies everywhere.
It depends where you were shot. If you were shot in the shoulder.
Yeah, right. You ain't steering.
You're like,
if it's stick shift and you're shot in the shoulder, done.
Your arm's a noodle.
Yeah, or your leg, because you have to use both your legs all the time.
Oh, true, yeah.
Like, you better be some skimmed shit.
His car wasn't up. If he got shot in the shoulder, bro, like, you could drive yourself to the
hospital. Oh, yeah, one-handed.
But, like, in the stomach, like, you're not driving
your Yeah, if he got shot here, he's like, bleed. He's definitely just gonna bleed out, dude.
Exactly.
Unless he got, like, shot in, like the left toe.
What's the worst injury you ever had, asshole. Like, bleeding-wise?
Oh, shit, bro. I don't even know.
Bleeding-wise?
Probably these fingers. when I was at Five Guys, bro, I was working. I was deck brushing the floor and scrubbing all the grease off the floor and shit. And the sinks there, they have, like, these two really skinny metal, like, splash guards on the side that go all the way up the side. And I was deck brushing the floor, got way too close to one, and didn't even realize when I was on my way back, punched the fucking thing, and it just skimmed my fingers and cut them wide open. I was bleeding for, like, 45 minutes, and I did it, like, 20 minutes before we were supposed to leave, and I was supposed to drive my manager home. Motherfucker's sitting there, like, are you done yet? And I'm bleeding out over the sink, bro, holding my fingers, just trying to get the blood to stop and clot or whatever, because it was down to the bone. I could see my bone on both fingers.
Oh, my God.
It was deep, dude. And, like, I literally wrapped it up after it stopped and had my hand in, like, a whole, like, towel type shit. And drove him home still. Like, it's savage. He was like, I'll call for a ride if you can take it any longer. I'm like, bro, if my hand wasn't bleeding,
like, call for a ride then, buddy. Like, what are
you doing? Like, you're I'm inconveniencing you.
When I was like, probably like 13 years old.
13.
My mom's boyfriend got like a brand new knife. It was like 11 o'clock at night, so I'm laying down in bed, and he's fucking comes in, and he's just, like, fucking with me, and he opens up the knife, and he just holds it to my leg, and, like, I don't know why I moved, but I just moved quick, fat chunk of my skin flied out, bro, and there was blood, like, I had my leg up on a pillow, and my leg was sitting in blood, like, it was not stop bleeding, I was just, like,
I was like laying back. She's like,
how old are you?
Hospital! How old? I was like 13. I still have the scar. What is on this leg?
It's fake. No, it's fake.
What is that, a pricker? A scratch? Is it a scratch from a pricker?
Bro, he literally just holds the nut. Bro, he's literally said, and he just fucking flew. I was like, bro, I was just like, what the fuck? And
then
just
yeah, you were probably freaking out, dude.
Dude, I've been tweeting.
13 years old, and you just got cut by your mom's boyfriend.
I literally just screamed, what the fuck? And then he just goes, Cam. There's like so calm. He's like, he just goes,
I did it again.
He's like, Cam, the boy's bleeding. Like, what the fuck? You cut my leg. He's like, you didn't have to move. I was like, what the fuck? She's like, let's go to the hospital. I was like, Mom, no. Just
no hospital.
Get out my blood. Come on.
Dude, when I cut my fingers,
she put, like, scary strips on my fucking leg to, like, hold it together.
You're lucky your mom's, like, a nurse or whatever.
Yeah, no, she knows. She'll
take care of you.
She was rolling in the scrape.
I've watched enough survival documentaries to know how to take care of cut.
I can't remember, like, the worst one, but, like a month ago, I was skating, and I fucking went to, like, a frontside 180, and I landed so terribly. And
sometimes it happens.
Yeah, and I fell over my shoulder.
Yeah.
and I caught it weird.
You just kind of roll?
And, like, look at the scar I have on my shoulder now. It's not, the scar isn't as bad as I thought it would be, because it was so big at first.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
oh shit.
And I was like, if I fell just like slightly different,
yeah,
I would have landed on my fucking face. Like, that shit would have sucked.
You really get rocked when you land on your head or neck or anything when you're skateboarding. Because, like, yeah, it goes quick. Especially if the board slips out fast, you're dropping, like, instantly. And then if your head knocks the ground, it's such a neck fucking.
Oh, you know that.
Lip whiplashes, whatever.
Yeah, that ass. No, I hate. Like, I don't fall, like super hard a ton, but I don't be doing the craziest shit, but like, I don't fall super hard a ton.
Yeah, I got like 180s and all.
Yeah. But like, when I fall hard, I fell hard the other day when I was going really fast on a tennis court, and I reverted. Fucking just like lost my balance and I fell off. And I was like, damn, I hit my ass so
tennis
hard.
Tennis courts
like,
be smooth, ow, though. You can go quick on them.
The Columbia tennis courts, that's where you guys go. Yeah. It's huge, bro. It's flat. I'll show you some videos after this, bro.
The Albany skate park's right next to a big, long row of them.
Courts,
it's basically made off of tennis courts. Like, that's what it is. They were tennis courts, and they just took all those shit out.
They just added mad fucking
shit. Yeah, and then they just started. They added so much shit. They're building shit, like, more every other day.
Literally,
nice.
We were there, like, the night before.
You see the half pipe that's there? There's a half pipe and a new, they look like a nipple.
Yeah, the nipple. Oh. We were there the night before, and then we came back the next day, and the nipple was there.
And then the day before Go Skate Day, they had this thing there. It's a half pipe out of cement, though. They built a full
Yeah, I seen it on their Instagram. Yeah, I seen it on Instagram, the sessions one.
They just be adding more shit. It's probably different now. I haven't been in a minute.
Yeah, but there's ball courts, too. So
but they have, like, seven or eight tennis courts in a row, bro. I was practicing my manis on it. I was just getting, like, you can literally get going fast.
I'm so terrible at manis, bro.
I can't do nose manis. That shit scares
me. Dude, nose manis are scary.
Yeah, I know. Some people are nice, but though.
Who's your favorite skater? Do you have one?
Ryan Sheckler, bro. The man's an animal.
I used to love Sheckler back in the day.
Shecks, bro. He's an animal.
I love, I don't know if you know him, Tyshawn Jones. He's like one of the Supreme skaters.
I've definitely heard that name.
He won Skater of the Year this year.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
But yeah, he's fucking... Bro, I'll show you this video of him after. He jumps over trash cans.
Yo, people do that at
flat, bro. Dude, yeah. There's a video of him. He nollie flips a trash can on flat. What? And then he jumps over. He ollies over four trash cans in the video too. I'll show you after.
He's like, I'd probably do that.
Shut up. He's been skating for a week.
My shoes just came in yesterday, so I should be pretty good when I test it out.
Yeah, you'll be good.
You have skate shoes.
No. No, they're just shoes.
I'm repping my Janowskis all day.
Bro, I skate in Converse. I tried a lot of skate shoes, but I ripped through my toes so quick. Because I used to be nice at kickflips, bro. I used to have my kickflips, like, on lock.
But now your foot moves different?
Now, I switched to Converse, and, like, I can get them sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I also got a new deck, and my nose is really big on my deck.
What size
do
you ride?
I ride 825. But I ride a... Do you ever, FA? Like, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Their deck shape is really big. Like, yeah. They have really big noses.
It's really rounded.
But it feels really, like, it feels like you're riding
a cruiser. Oh, yeah, because you can get so much pop off.
Dude, I was going to say, yeah. Like, I'll show you some videos of my ollie, bro. My ollie's clean as shit,
you
bro.
You could probably get that shit up there.
Bro, when you're taller, too, I feel it helps you.
The thing about doing an ollie is you really have to jump as high as you want the ollie to go, because the board's not going to go higher than your feet are.
Yeah, you gotta
get your whole body up there. Tuck your knees in your chest. Go.
The only time, like, I can, when I'm just doing ollies on flat, my ollie's not that great, like, I can't get it that mm-hmm. high. But if I'm trying to ollie over something, like,
you
I
just
can,
get more confidence.
I get
right
more confidence,
last,
I can
like,
suck my legs up better.
Yep. Because you're there, you know how much mm-hmm. you gotta move.
Bro, being in the city, like, when I first started skating.
Street skating's fun.
I was gonna say, it made me so much better, because I was street skating everywhere. Like, because
you
was
get
so
better
nice
going up. Over bumps and shit.
Yeah, and then, like, I started, like, once I got my ollies down and my ollies rolling, like, I started ollieing off curbs and shit, and, like, that just helped me get ollies over shit.
Shit's fun, bro. You gotta go to the Albany skate park.
Bro, hit me up, and I'll go with you guys. All right. I love to skate, bro. You know that.
Facts, I got you.
Who invented skateboarding?
Dude, the culture goes all the way back. You can literally trace skateboard culture all the way back to a single parking lot in California.
When? What time was it?
I don't know, but I cannot remember, bro. But look up the video.
Roddy Mullins, like, the nigga credited with, like,
he was good at surfing and shit. And then he, there was literally a kid who put that shit on and, like, just made up a skateboard, bro. And
you gotta think, bro. That kid's fucked. Like,
they started off as, like, the cruiser shit.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine just being able, like, imagine a Nick, bro. You're like, bitch, I can fucking
make this thing flip around in the air.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
But I can put some wheels on a 2x4 and fucking jump the shit.
Yeah.
I was like,
what the fuck? No way.
No.
Just like running around.
Dude, skateboarding literally like makes no sense. Like, I watched like the Nyjah Houston video.
Dude, it's literally defying physics most of the time.
Like, niggas are doing this crazy ass shit with their feet. Bro.
Right. And they're staying on it and doing other shit. Yeah. It's insane.
Like, the way these people do their tricks, like, the board just sucks up to their feet.
Jared's going to take a piss. You can.
I have to leave the deal.
I was literally thinking about that before too. I was like, should I piss?
No, you can go.
I'm straight though. I'm honestly good right now.
We got enough people to keep a conversation going.
How funny would it be if Jared fell down the stairs on the way back
home? I'm leaving now. I'm not cutting.
Like, not like one of the slides, like full like front.
I did that one time, bro. My dad was down here playing we used to keep the games down here, right? My dad, I think, was playing Xbox. He's just sitting back here on the couch. I come running down the stairs with scissors. Rolled with the scissors from the top to the bottom, bro. My legs were like upside down at the end against the wall, and my dad just sprinted over me and goes, why'd you do the scissors? I was crying, obviously. I was like 8 or 9 or something like that, bro. And now I would have been dying. I literally would have been laughing my ass off. And I was so scared I like fell, because I went upstairs to get scissors and came down and fell down with the scissors.
Dude, I've fallen downstairs, like, hardwood stairs, with, like, when it's just, like, so slick.
Mm-hmm.
Going down and wearing socks so many fucking times. Like, just slipping my ass, just on my ass.
Yeah,
because
it's so slippery. Bro, Jordan brought one of the girls he was talking to at the time here.
Yeah.
And she fell down the stairs, bro. She went, brrr. She said she was so embarrassed she was never going to come back.
I get so embarrassed. I'm like, oh, my God. like, I look like such a fucking retard. Like, I look so stupid.
I mean, I own it. I'll just be like, fuck, that hurt.
I don't think I've ever, like, forward fell downstairs. I definitely slid down the stairs, but I was running too fast.
Oh, forward, forward sucks because you tumbled.
Yeah, I forward once.
You didn't have stairs at your house, though. Having stairs at your house is the reason you fall.
Dude, no, his attic is a ladder.
Bro, yeah, it is. It's a turning ladder. You're basically climbing DNA.
It's like, it's fucked.
You're climbing a DNA, dude.
The amount of people that fell down or fell, like, anywhere around those stairs, dude, it's bad.
You just roll around the corner.
I'm so good at it. I literally just sprint.
But I know, Jeremy was mad fast.
I'm literally just...
As I'm holding on the steps in front of me as I'm walking up. Jeremy's just sprinting up, holding like...
I have to hold the ceiling. I can't.
Dude, I've seen him go down so quick. I'm like, what the fuck? How did you get... I'm literally like tiptoeing down the stairs trying to get down.
By the time I fucking get downstairs, Jared's already halfway through game of Fortnite.
Yeah. It takes dumb long.
I tried to talk to Jared about Fortnite on the last podcast and he got mad.
I think imagine shit. Fortnite sucks.
Oh. I haven't played in so long.
It sucks.
They changed a lot of shit, dude. It's
mad sucks now.
It mad sucks now.
I play Apex.
But let's not come at Fortnite.
I'll boost up Apex though.
Unless they want to hire me to put some of my ideas in on Fortnite because I have good ones.
No. Apex. Season 2 is out right now. That's pretty lit. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I probably killed at least like 4 niggas, bro.
In this whole second season? That's crazy.
I'm saying at least.
At the least. I advise you.
It could be like 40 million.
Yeah, like, dude.
I stopped counting.
I mean, dude, I was playing earlier and I copped 2 dubs. No, I'm not even fucking with you, but you weren't on, so I couldn't even invite you.
That's rough.
He's tight. I had to go back to Old Faithful Call of Duty, you know what I'm saying?
I was playing that the other day, and I literally just tried to quickscope, and I was literally hitting so many shots. I was like, okay, I still got it. And I just had 3 more in a row. I was like, oh my God.
Bro, when I'm playing Fortnite at your house, my snipes are weirdly good. Like, I'll just hit anybody. I'll just look over. Bing,
everyone
bing,
plays on John's bing, account out of the living room.
Yeah. Literally. I can't wait to get this new one, bro. I heard the new one's
the new COD.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't wait.
Dude, I saw some shit about the new GTA. Listen to this. So, the new GTA... It's Vice City.
Yep.
Rio. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be like Rio. It's gonna be fucking like 70s, 80s, and go over time. The area is gonna change over time.
Oh shit.
And then it's gonna be like the cars are gonna be like horses in Red Dead, where you can keep shit in the cars on your character.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty lit. I'm pretty hyped on that. It's gonna be.
I hope. Good. I just want to know how the online's gonna work, cause they literally changed the game when they made it an online. Like everyone's in the same city.
Online
is fire.
It's
insane. Like all of the stuff that you would do online are actual things to do in the city.
Yeah,
like that was like revolutionary.
Go to strip clubs.
Go shopping for clothes. Like you have to go to the clothes store.
GTA is like, it's just such a classic ass game. Like,
oh yeah, they've like, been around even though, since the beginning.
Yeah, even though they come out with them, you know, like so, it takes such a long time for them to come out. It's a game that like it lasts.
Everyone knows it's worth waiting for.
Yeah, it's worth waiting for, and you're gonna play it for so long.
I'd rather instead of them coming out with a new game like every 2 years, because they'd probably be trash.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'd rather them focus on one good ass fucking game. Take my attention away from life for a good 8-9 months. Just let me grind on that game.
Yeah, bro, I just can't wait until the game. First time that comes out where you're like full body in the game,
bro.
Like, VR type shit.
Like you literally put on like a suit to like just be in this game. And you're literally full on like
you feel like you're
in
there.
A game.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be sick.
Like, I want it to like feel
legit
pain.
Virtual reality. Yeah, you want to feel pain? Then they can't have shooting games.
Yeah, like, no, like you won't die. You just
they
feel
should
like
just make it so you feel dense or something.
You just feel like something hits.
Nah, it's got to be like pulse. Like if you get shot, feels
like
someone poked you pretty hard.
Zap or some shit.
Zap would hurt.
Dude, when I was nuts. When I was in Portland, I was in Portland, Oregon. My homie's dad, like, is super into gun ranges and shit, and he brought us to a range, and they had a simulation there, and it was a 6-screen simulation, and he wore a zapping belt, and if you got shot in the simulation, it zapped you.
Yeah, legit? So he's doing what you're talking about.
Bro, and it hurt like a bitch. Like, we all did the simulation, and none of us got shot. And I was like, well, that was gay. Like, I wanted somebody to get shocked. And my homie's like, fuck it, shock me. So the nigga shocked him, and he literally was like, zzz. I was like, what? I was like, bro, like, what? And then I was like, shock me. oh my god, that shit hurt. I was like, damn, that shit like
getting tased for
burned.
I'd rather get tased than shot, I guess.
The shock was for 0.3 seconds, bro, and I was like, that was for literally 2 seconds. Like, you're lying to me if that was 0.3 seconds. Like, there's no way.
I've never been tased.
I want to be tased.
I haven't.
I'm gonna buy a taser to tase you.
I'm kind of.
Just take my mom's.
Bring it over, bro.
We all shot ourselves with a blow dart gun. That hurt like a fucking bitch.
Oh,
with
you're dumb as hell. Hell no.
Not with like the needle one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was like this one. Like, it was,
I
like,
shot a can off Evan's head with the needle one from across my bedroom.
That was stupid.
Right on his head. It was stupid because I hit the bottom of the can.
Like,
but I hit it.
He hit like an inch up the can, bro.
Yeah. I still sniped that shit. It took so long for me to shoot a can off a chair.
Bro,
off
the needles are like
the drum set chair.
I seen them, bro. You're crazy.
I literally had to shoot a can like 500 times for him to just trust me to do it. And
if you're like accurate with that shit,
it's
not
deadly hard. It's really not hard. You see with both your eyes down it, you literally just look where you want it to go.
Bro, if you have a blow dart gun, right, and you have poison, like think about how many niggas you can kill, like in reality, before you get caught.
Yeah, you could look.
Because they're not gonna
silent.
Like, nobody, you literally just like go to a crowd, just,
especially if it looked like a cane. Like, you just pull up, turn the thing, go.
Oh my god, yeah.
And just punch.
That's crazy.
Turn it back. Bro, maybe that definitely exists because I've seen canes that are swords.
And then you're
just pull it out.
And then you're just dressed up as an old guy.
So, like, no one's gonna
bro, the undercover. Or have
a fake cast on your foot. No one's gonna think the guy with the cast on his foot.
Bro, or if you have one that's like a. Like, it just puts together, bro. Like, just two long pieces that, like, go down your leg or something. Just, like...
Yeah, but then you get caught with that, and they're like, why do you have these on you?
But if you get caught
caught with a cane, they're not gonna be, like...
It's a really big straw.
Yeah. It's a big-ass straw.
But, like, honestly, like...
It's just hollow.
How are you gonna get caught, though? Like, who's gonna see, like... That nigga had a blow dart.
If someone sees you put a blow dart gun together in the street, they're just hold on, sir.
Are you assembling my blow dart gun?
Are you
gonna do it in the street though?
Where are you gonna hide?
Imagine calling 911.
Like, anywhere, bro. To like,
who are you trying to kill?
All you gotta do is put.
There was a nigga on Lark Street with a fucking blow dart.
A blow dart?
Yeah. Like, what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's three dead. What the fuck?
Yeah. Can we get some? He should be on crack out here. He's on Park Street. You can kick this nigga up.
Bro, like, if somebody really just went back to killing somebody with, like, bows and arrows, like, it'd be such a different game to catch them.
Oh, yeah. Mm. They're trying not to get hit by a bow or arrow.
But, like, you gotta think. When people get shot, like, people hurt hearing.
That is true,
arrow, bro, you or a blow dart gun is silent.
Oh, yeah. You probably get sniped in the head by an arrow and not even know where it came from before it kills you.
Yeah, no.
You're just walking through the woods. Sink! Dead.
And like, you can't take, like, you know how they do like the ballistics to find what gun it was shot? Like, you can't do that with an arrow.
Oh, no, they don't care.
No, you can't. Yeah, that's true. You can't. Wow. Damn, niggas need to go back to that.
Especially if you have homemade like arrow points or something.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the arrow is a thing.
The arrow is a thing, dude.
Insane.
Hunger Games on your ass. Exactly.
Exactly.
Cadmus your ass.
What the bing? So popping. Who are you trying to kill with a bow?
Bro, I'm just saying.
If he ever had to kill someone, he probably did with a bow. Or a blow dart gun, yeah. Just a little bit of poison.
I want one of those cool ass samurai swords.
Oh, bro.
For the crazy.
I have a samurai sword that's like not really a real one.
I have a few swords.
Joe has a lot of swords, but I have a samurai sword that's not really like a real one. I kind of like fixed it up a little bit, but that's just my favorite thing in the world.
They're sick. There's that scene in Step Brothers where the nigga's like, bro, you see that? It's like signature.
Yeah, I want a real one though, one of the old ones. That shit's lit.
I think my homie's dad has one because he's Japanese or Chinese or whatever.
That'd be lit. Everyone has one if they're Japanese.
I need
that
one.
Shit gets passed down from your family and shit.
Bro,
everyone just has one.
Slicing fruit with that shit at the barbecue, that'd be impressive.
There's a certain way you're supposed to do it. When you swing at it, you're supposed to draw it inwards, like as it cuts through something, it like slides through it. Like you literally pull
in. Yeah, I've seen
things
like that before. Yeah, I've seen things.
You pull in when you swing it, so when it hits it, it literally like chops through it instead of just trying to go straight through it.
Why do people think nunchucks are an effective weapon?
Bro, you can hit someone with a nunchuck.
No,
if you're good with nunchucks,
they're an effective defensive weapon. Or like if you're trying to beat.
Yeah.
Fuck
it. And if you try to swing a sword and it gets hit by the metal chain of a nunchuck, it's gonna like totally fuck up the way you're trying to hit somebody.
Okay, but like nunchuck versus like. gunner knife.
Oh no, like, gun, like, gun. Now you're talking knife, different, no, different knife, generation.
Knife could be a hard one because
you just grab the nunchuck and stab.
No, because literally, he's trying to stab. He can just go around the nunchuck and
if it's like a metal nunchuck, bro, and they just donk you on the dome,
you can get slapped with a nunchuck.
Bro, that shit corners you in the temple and full swing. You're gone. You're out.
You're not.
Good night.
Even hard wood, bro, is gonna hurt. Yeah.
Oh, all it has to do is be super, like, nice and sharp around that edge, bro. You hit him with the corner of it, it's gonna cut him.
Exactly.
That shit swings quick.
My mom keeps, like, this long wooden club in her car.
Oh, God.
She told me her purse one time got stolen. Oh. And she was in the Sam's Club parking lot, like, in, like, the 90s.
So she's just ready now?
Yeah, somebody... No, and she had it in her car. And she chased after the guy and hit him one time, like, in the neck. And he just fell. And she grabbed and walked away. And I was like...
Yeah, that's lit.
What? And I was like... Yeah, she's like, dude. I was like...
Mom's a sad.
Like, that's crazy.
Mom's been taking niggas out since day one.
My mom's like, my boyfriend at the time was like, yeah, you gotta keep this in the car. And my mom also told me, she's like, before that, he took her to the gun range. And he's like, I want you to get a gun because, like, she was living alone. And, like, he was a fireman and he was, like, never home. She's like, I want you to get a gun. Da, da, da. She shot the gun one time at the range and just bawled her eyes out. And she's like, never again.
Scared
of
that.
So he's got the club.
She got the club.
The club is my worst.
That's lit.
I love a nigga, yeah.
That's crazy.
Bro, I want one of those fucking, the police ones, you know what I'm saying?
Batons.
The batons, oh yeah.
They make the ones that, like, they hold in their belt and they swing it out.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like, it's like one of those old toy lightsabers.
Bro, you just beat a nigga.
I've almost bought one of those, like, so many times.
I haven't.
But, like, my thought about it is, like, how many times am I actually gonna use?
It's more of like something to just keep in your car in case you ever need it.
Are they illegal?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
It's a weapon.
I feel like a wrench would be a little more effective.
It's a weapon, so like I guess it probably is like some type of legal, but driving around with it might get you in a little more trouble than you wanted to be in. Like, even if you have a valid reason, like, dude, I keep it on me for protection, it still makes them look at you like, yo, this guy had a weapon on him.
True. Alright. Better yet, I get one of those plastic lightsabers.
Yeah, you could use that. Just say it's a toy for my kid, but really fuck someone up with it.
No, like, just a regular plastic lightsaber, bro. Yeah. If you're trying to fight a nigga, bro, and he has an actual plastic lightsaber, bro, you're gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, you're gonna be like,
or get one of those really expensive ones that looks real and just pull it out of the car as you hit the button and, like, and be like, yo, you really wanna go, bro?
You're like, what?
It's a real lightsaber, go!
It's one of those things where it's like, you could just say it's a toy, bro, and fuck the nigga up, but, like, do you wanna take that chance?
I mean, if I'm gonna go down, if I have nothing but a toy lightsaber on me, I will take the chance. Cause
no, I'm talking about like the people that are like robbing you or whatever. Like, if somebody brings out a lightsaber, you're like, in the back of your mind, you're like, that's just a toy. Like,
what is he on to be having that toy with him?
Like,
he
got
that. Why does he have it?
If the nigga's like confident with it, bro, you're gonna be like, is that
real?
Like,
no,
is that real? Scared of that?
That's what I'm saying. I die. Like, dude, that's one of those things, bro. A long time ago, I went online, built my own lightsaber, and like had the color and everything, all the soundboards and shit. Look real as fuck. I was so excited to actually purchase it, and never did. Oh, like, this might be a bad idea.
I've looked at that shit so many times on YouTube. Like,
yeah, bro, they're
so
cool
sick.
Though.
They're
like,
so sick. Yeah.
I was gonna buy, actually, I think it was Luke Skywalker's fucking exact lightsaber. It was like replica. That'd have been lit.
Yeah, I've seen those online. They got so many, like, the Iron Man shits too.
Oh, yeah.
Like the chest and the hand. Like, that shit's cool as fuck. I don't know how niggas be building that. Like, that's just crazy.
People are
expensive, bro.
You see that Iron Man suit somebody built? Like, somebody built like an Iron Man.
Adam Savage.
Yeah.
Adam Savage built it and it flies and shit.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
It doesn't really move well.
VR game. I just thought of it right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Iron Man helmet.
Yep.
Puts you in VR. You use the repulsor. Like, you have, like, food, like, boots and gloves on. And you use them as, like, his, like, repulsors and shit.
All right. Marvel. No, was it Marvel? Is it Marvel?
Yeah.
Marvel. Hey, hire Joe.
They've thought about it.
They probably thought
if
about
they
it.
Hire niggas, bro, and people didn't think about that,
they're
fire
them.
Fire them.
Like, you only need me from now on. Apparently.
I think
you can literally do it all of them. You can literally do Thor, and you can just get a hammer.
Just sponsor the podcast, and we'll just keep making ideas.
I saw some shit that Marvel wanted to add John Wick to the fucking, like, Marvel universe.
John Wick? Why is Keanu Reeves good for you?
That'd be really cool. That'd be cool.
Bro, he's in. They had the old John Wick in Fortnite.
Now they have the.
Now they have John Wick.
And they made him actually.
And it looks like Keanu Reeves. I feel like Keanu Reeves is probably like. Like he sees it and he's such like a badass. He's probably like,
yeah, cool.
Yeah. So what I'm in this most popular.
He's probably never played Fortnite.
Exactly. He's like, no. He's like, so what if I'm in this cool video game?
He's like, can we put you in this video game? He's like, video game. What?
What's a video game?
He's like, what the fuck's a video game?
Do whatever you want.
He's like, you're good. Get out of here.
Bro, he has this.
They're just like, we need to scan you real quick.
The nigga's old as fuck, bro. He's like, Fortnite? They'll tell me in 2 weeks?
Bro, he literally will live on forever in Fortnite. True.
He has his own motorcycle company.
He's a fucking cool guy.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's a fucking cool guy. Is that who you would be if you could be one person?
No, probably Brad Pitt.
Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Elon Musk. I'd rather be smart than, like, I'd rather be famous for being smart.
Name something Elon Musk can't do.
That's true.
He can't.
He's like, yo, I'm going to dig a hole.
Or Jeff Bezos. Name something he can't do. Bro.
Get back with his wife.
Why they got divorced?
Because he cheated with the best friend, right?
He cheated with his personal helicopter pilot.
Should probably put this in autopilot in my high like, club.
Bro, yeah, he was in that bitch. Bro, fucking. That's tight, though. That's kind of cool.
I respect it. I respect it.
Honestly. Yeah. But was it worth whatever it was?
He lost
millions
so
of dollars.
So much money, bro.
Yeah.
I want to say 700 million.
It was something like that, yeah. Dude, no.
Now she's the richest woman in the world.
Yeah, you see that video?
Just for divorce.
But he still has so much money. That's
third and fourth richest people in the world.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It doesn't matter. Or honestly,
he just split his profits, I guess.
Or like second and third or something.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Dude, Bill Gates is up there, too. Bill Gates got guapo. He's got enough money that his family will never have to work again.
Dude, I think about that all the time, how nowadays there's families who are like, what's the word, like dynasties almost. Mm-hmm. like
Trump's.
The Kardashian name, I feel like, is never gonna, like, there's so much money in that family.
Trump
now.
Family's gonna be known.
The Trump family, like Clinton's, like all these people, like, yeah. There's gonna be so, like, that name's never gonna die out.
And a lot of the times it becomes the president.
Listen to this. Illuminati.
What about it?
What if that's like the Illuminati, like, fucking
people have brought to my attention, bro. And like, this is like this is a real ass thought. What if celebrities are hired by the government to distract us from all the other fucked up shit that's happening?
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Like
that's
government is the Illuminati in some type of way.
Like, that's like a real ass thing.
What if there's a rap Illuminati like there is in the Cleveland show?
Yeah. True.
Yeah, keep that phone off.
He's on vibration.
I had mine flipped over like the whole time. I haven't checked my shit once. A couple snap notifications, you know.
Good on this? You guys want to wrap it up or keep going? We got 57 minutes up in this bitch.
Didn't even feel like that.
All right, so that was a good one.
Well, do you have anything you want to plug?
Anything you want to plug? I mean, y'all need to be plugging Instagrams in here. What do
you go ahead. Throw anything you want on there.
My Instagram. I don't even know. I think my Instagram is like. It's my name, Alex Christopoulos. It's hard to spell. Find it if you want to. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck at the end of the day.
It was nice having you on, my man.
Yeah, no, it was lit. It was a good time. Yeah. It was a good conversation.
It's fun to talk for an hour straight.
Yeah, I mean,
I like doing it, so you better be ready for more of these shits, because I'm posting more.
Alright, peace, Nicky.
Fact.
Alright.
Bye.
9/11 was an inside job.
See you later, fam.
Okay, it was.
I know. George Bush did it.